Anybody here? Gossip.
Gossip. Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
Okay. Scarlett Johansson recounted her awkward first date with Colin Jost on Today with Jenna and Friends. And I'm just going to say, I did not realize that she was straight-laced.
So he actually asked me on a date. We went to an Italian restaurant in the East Village. It was a lovely date. We had dinner at like 8 p.m. or whatever. And then afterwards, he was like, I would love to, you know, I'm meeting friends. Let's go grab a drink. And I hadn't dated basically ever. And so I was just like, I got to go now. I need to leave. And I got home to relieve my babysitter. And it was like 9:36. And she was like, why are you home?
Yeah, apparently she was a serial monogamist. And Scarlett says it's hard for her to know if her career suffered after she did 3 movies with Woody Allen. Amy Schumer hasn't been wearing her wedding ring. And some sources say she's ditching her husband after losing a bunch of weight. Others say it's not true. And LaToya Jackson is the latest celebrity to get terrifyingly thin. Reba McEntire corrected Savannah Guthrie after she called Rex Lynn her husband.
We're having a great time.
You know, when you also met your husband there. So Rex, good old Rex.
Well, now wait a minute. Before everybody has a conniption fit at home, we're just
engaged. I'm sorry.
Because my family go, wait, you didn't tell us?
I love Reba so much. Johnny Cash's estate is taking Coca-Cola to court. They're saying Coca-Cola misled fans by using a Johnny Cash sound-alike in a college football commercial. And Jon Stewart played drums with his indie band Church and State at New Jersey's Stone Pony on Friday, marking their live debut. Nice. I didn't know Jon Stewart played the drums, but okay. That makes so much more sense with the pencil tapping on the desk. And Home Improvement's Zachary Ty Bryan and his girlfriend were both arrested after a crazy dust-up where she tried to run him over in her pickup truck with their 3 kids inside. He wasn't even supposed to be near her due to a restraining order. And Simon Cowell says he regrets some of his harsh critiques as an American Idol judge.
I didn't particularly I still don't like audition days because they're long and boring. I would get fed up and they're always going to use, you know, me being in a bad mood. I got that. What can I say? I'm sorry.
Aren't you always in a bad mood? Taylor Swift's Eras Tour special trailer is out.
I want to thank every single one of you for being a part of the most thrilling chapter of my entire life to date.
Yeah, so the special hits Disney Plus on December the 12th. The NFL has announced Charlie Puth will perform the national anthem at Super Bowl 60 on February 8th, 2026 at Levi's Stadium. Brandi Carlile and Coco Jones will also appear in the pregame show. And I got a dirt alert. Actually, I have a double dirt alert. Diddy is threatening to sue Netflix if they go ahead with that documentary about him.
We have to find somebody that'll work with us that has dealt in the dirtiest of dirty business. We're losing.
Yeah. Okay. He says, or his lawyers say, it was built on stolen footage that was never authorized for release. Y'all know 50 Cent is loving this. And the second dirt alert is Katy Perry has been awarded $1 million in damages from the disabled veteran she won a long, protracted real estate battle against. That should help her image. And that's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance Morning Go and B104.3. What can I say except you're welcome.